This is episode 372, recorded August 12th, 2016. Packard pokes at Monkey NATO. We're going to need a bigger banana. I want to thank the real Paul Marshall, Dawkins Dog, and C. Walker from the chat room for their collaboration with this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Yes, waiter, I would like some ham with a side order of dinosaur. Do you have that on the menu?
They actually have a restaurant in this boat that won't float. And I'm willing to bet you they probably have little stupid things like that on there, like rack of Adam's rib, shit like that. Actually, that'd be probably blasphemy.
Yabba dabba do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the guy is certifiable. But before we get started, I do want to say something, though. It's kind of, well, it's not super important, but it's very important. It's important. It's important to the show and important to our past co-host, Joe Unseen, who hasn't been on in a while because he's been really busy with life. And his wife just gave birth today, at, like just hours ago.
Hours,
literally just a few hours ago. He had a little baby girl. Her name is Amelia. And congratulations, Joe.
Yes.
Take care of that child. You're going to love her until you are in the ground. That sounds really bad.
All your hairs are gray
until
or
hairs
missing
are, or
from your
hair,
head.
Yeah.
Shoot,
I'm terrible at giving. I'm terrible at giving toasts. I'm great at funerals. I'm just terrible at giving toasts.
Congratulations.
But no, congratulations, Joe. You're a dad. And
yay!
It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling.
It really is.
Yeah. Just got to remind everybody, the condom broke.
When you feel like pulling your hair out later on, just think about this moment.
Yeah.
You'll feel very happy. Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Kentucky never fails to amuse me because they have a tendency to do some really stupid things. And putting an ark in the middle of a landlocked state to fund this kind of money for this adventure, which is not an adventure, is total bullshit. And Ken Ham, being the scam artist that he is, and yes, Ken Ham, you are a fucking scam artist.
Mm-hmm.
And his grand opening was not so grand, which he promptly blamed the atheists on, which went down there to protest the grand opening. I don't see atheists going around to protest too many things like this, you know, but the fact is that I think this is really the first time I've really seen something like this at all. But they went down there and they say, hey, you know, this is not a thing. Why we spent all this money on here? The fact that they spent literally over $60 million with a tax incremental funding.
Right, which is something that the good people of the state of Kentucky will be basically funding for at least the next decade, assuming that the thing isn't a huge squatting shed.
Yeah. Now, yeah, it's actually, it's over the next 30 years of 75% of the property tax.
30 years.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
going
to be paid over the park will be repaying the TIF, which is
sure
what,
they will.
Yeah. But the problem is the mayor is going, we're having a little bit of regret of opening this thing and giving you the money to do this, because in July and August, when it's our peak season, you didn't quite bring in the money that you said that you're going to. Tourism has peaked a little bit, but not enough to bring in more businesses and say, hey, there's a great museum here, and people are going to flock to go see it. So let's build more businesses around it. No,
yeah,
they're looking
yeah.
out there going, no, this is, I would be throwing good money after bad by doing shit like this. Kind of your
yes.
thoughts.
Well, it's not just a matter of whether or not the park itself is floating.
Yeah.
It's also
financially
about
floating. It's financially sinking. We might rename it the Titanic.
Right.
Too soon?
No. It's also that it's not bringing money into the town of Williamston
yeah.
because people are being bussed in from other places. You know, on church, I'm assuming it's church tours.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like, what does the Ark Experience have? It's an 800-acre theme park which is 45 minutes from, Answers in Genesis Creationist Museum, which is, again, I don't know if that's even in Williamston, but it has a two-story restaurant, zip lines, and basically a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Okay, you have an ark, you have something based on a flood, and you don't even have a water park.
Yeah, they put in zip lines. They're putting in zip lines. And actually, I think it was last year or earlier this year, one of their employees was actually struck by lightning, or indirectly struck by lightning.
No.
Yeah, yeah. The guy survived. The guy survived, fortunately, but you know, these things, you've got wires hanging in the air, and, well, actually, as I remember the story, there was one of the employees who was actually helping to put the zip lines up who actually got struck. It wasn't actually, like, someone who was, like, putting customers out on the line, going, whing, sending them down the thing there.
Now, the real Paul Marshall and Dawkins Dog, question, because Creationist mm-hmm. Cat actually did a very funny video about the Ark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a water feature there, but it looks like an algae-ridden...
Yeah, it's a pond full of piss.
Pond. And it just looks like a mosquito infestation waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's the water is stagnant. It's not moving. There's no fountain in there, nothing. And he doesn't understand that this is the breeding ground for that kind of shit. If you don't keep the water going, if you don't keep the water flowing in some way, it's going to stagnate.
I think that Ken Ham imagines that people are just going to flood here, quote unquote, just to hear about their little story and see all their little dioramas, which I wish that I'd found that picture for you sooner, Packard, because there's a diorama of what they imagine the degradation of humanity must have looked like with dancing women and some kind of non-nudity orgy happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just think that people aren't going to come there just to see the Ark and hear their story about how the earth is only 6,000 years old. God committed mass genocide on the earth and incest repopulated it.
Yeah.
That's
what
really
cover that. He doesn't cover that part of it because, like, yeah, that's the icky part of it that they try to cover up. It's like, yeah, by the way, where do all these people come from? Incest? Oh, well, okay. That's creepy as fuck.
Well, you know, people try to, again, young Earth creationists try to say that Eve herself, however many generations prior to Noah, she had the entire genetic.
Well, that wouldn't matter because the fact is, even if Eve had every genetic marker available to all these people, Noah came later and wiped them out.
Exactly.
So all that genetic markers that she had supposedly dropped out of her crotch wouldn't have mattered because they would have all been dead.
Well, darn you for throwing logic and reason.
I know, logic. I mean,
oh,
really?
My God. This is such a Paul Marshall, you're right. This is a fucking huge money grab. All of this is. And what gets me is that Kentucky really hasn't recovered. Well, a lot of places in the country haven't recovered.
Yeah.
Since the financial downturn in 2008. But the Midwest being chief. But you know what? They get to capitalize on it being the goddamn fucking Bible Belt.
Yeah. They just can't.
Yeah. And they're hedging the idea that, in the 10, 30 years, this will all be paid off. No, it won't.
Yeah, no.
This is going to be a huge joke.
Yeah. Dave Silverman, he was down there. He's like, yeah, you're going to bankrupt this place here. So I'll tell you what, I will buy your ark from you when it goes belly up at a substantially less amount than what it costs you to build it. You know, I was like, I was thinking, $5, $7, you know.
Yeah.
The money that he spent on it, they could have bought everybody that was in that state, or at least the city anyway, a home, a car, and, I mean, that's just in that area there. I mean, could you imagine if that money had actually been put to good use somewhere else?
Yes. Yeah, it really is. The median income, especially for that small town that they built it near, is it was poverty level in 1970.
Yeah.
It really
was. And they got the land basically for nothing, so
he
scammed them good. Can't believe it. I don't believe it. And tonight we have our unbelievable deities. Tonight we're going to be talking about another deity that is very, very unbelievable, but incredibly funny and way better of a deity if there were a thing. And it's the monkey god of China, the king monkey is what he's...
Wait, we're not talking about Ken Ham anymore?
No, we're not talking about that monkey. We're not talking about that monkey. I was actually tempted to put up several different pictures here, put like a picture of Ken Ham, I was thinking about putting a picture of this monkey, and it's like, there's the monkey guy. Oh, wait a minute, no, that's the wrong monkey, and then another one of Rush Limbaugh. I was like, no, wait a minute, that's the wrong another monkey.
Sorry, go ahead.
But and those deities I don't believe in either, but... But this monkey god is also known as Sung Wukong. I believe I pronounced that right, or he has a lot of different names. And he's the infamous, irreprehensible monkey king and great sage, equal of heaven. Now, the star of the stage, screen, and scroll monkey, or I'm just going to call him monkey. You can call him Sung Wukong if you want to.
Kong,
yeah. Whatever. is also the true hero of the Journey to the West of Xilongju, amazing novel of virility, profoundly written by Wu Chengying in the 16th century, one of China's four great novels. And the page here recommends it seeking enlightenment or entertainment, at least. This page is incredibly long, but I'm just going to give you some of the background on this. But it's really actually quite funny. Apparently, this monkey, as he was, very high-spirited, egotistical, and full of mischievous pranks. He was soon having a wonderful time as King of the Apes. But a niggling worry began to gnaw him, which would change his life. The Monkey King feared death. To find immortality, Monkey became the disciple of Father Shibuti, I think, I don't know.
Shibuti. Shibuti, yes.
I think that's in a song also, Shibuti.
Dour means like... kind of sour,
yeah.
Negative.
Yeah, the sage was unimpressed with the simian's trunks, but gave Monkey King a new title, and I love this title because it fits Christians very well. Also, disciple aware of emptiness.
Oh, you gave me a title! Awesome. This is like the Wizard of Oz.
It is. Now, Monkey was very pleased at this epitaph, not realizing it referred to the vacuum in his head. After much haggling, Father Shibuti, I'm just going to call him Shibuti. I can't pronounce the words.
Shibuti.
Uttered the words of illumination, explaining the process of cloud flying, and also revealed that the secrets of the 72 transformations, which thought Monkey was extremely good value for money. And apparently now Monkey is also a rock monkey. There's this old TV show, Herculoids. And if you're familiar with the TV show, you're familiar with Ergo. He's the like the big rock creature. It looks kind of like a monkey. So that's I should have put up a picture of Ergo on the screen, but you would have. But this one fits a lot better, actually. He's a very mischievous god, and apparently he had a run-in with Buddha, who tricks him and puts him underneath a mountain for next 500 years or so. And he actually ends up getting like a band on his head made of gold to keep his stuff in check. Now, there is this one great line here, which it's really...
What are those for Donald Trump?
Yeah. Now, there's this great line in here where it's talks about it, and it's really funny, actually. There'll be a link in the description below here for the video. It says, it wasn't long before reports of monkeys' tricks started to reach the austere ears of the Jade Emperor. First, Law Wang, Ocean Dragons, complained of rudeness and theft. Then Yang Lo Wang, the god of death, lodged a formal protest. Who says, that intolerable ape has vandalized my filing system and made monkeys immortal. What are you going to do about it?
Even in heaven, we have a DMV. Is that what this is?
This is where it is. It's a DMV in heaven. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, he is in charge of mayhem, the god of trickster, mischief, and mayhem. And there's no known feast day for him, or there's no good or evil rating, but being a trickster god...
Every day is a good day to be a trickster.
Yeah, every day is a good day to be a trickster god.
An asshole.
Yeah.
This was so funny. I loved Monkey God. I love him. Because, yeah, this is us. This is all this is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think my favorite thing that he did was he realized, oh my gosh, we're going to die. And so Monkey God made a trick so that he fooled people. He was mm-hmm. able to make it so that they wouldn't go to hell.
Right.
I wasn't able to really sit down and look at all the reasons that he gave for it. Not that it would matter. But
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Dawkins was saying, fast forward to where he meets Pigsy. Okay, I will bring that part up because it's actually kind of funny here. As told of the Journey of the West, Gaiyan Ying enlisted Monkey as a chief disciple for the young Buddhist monk Tripitaka. Whatever. Together with Sandy and Pigsy, he protected the boy on his quest to India, battling demons and righting wrongs along the way. So he's neither kind of good or bad at that point, I guess. His natural monkey trickery had now had a holy purpose, which he unleashed most of the euthanism. And his uncontrollable ego was firmly kept in place by the little device Gaiyan Ying devising a headband made of gold. I mentioned that earlier. So, yeah. And apparently this is now, it says, unsuspecting great sage was not prepared for the terrible torture of the Headache Sutra. I've heard of the Kama Sutra. I've never done everything in the Kama Sutra. That's a pretty complicated book, but the Headache Sutra, I've never heard of.
Which head is this on?
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, which head? Yeah, maybe it's a band down there. I don't know. So, whatever.
Oh, Paul Marshall, there is in a movie exactly named that.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is, and I was not able to watch the whole thing, The Journey into the West.
Okay.
So, and it looks really awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny because deities are a variety of cultures, and here's just another deity that is just completely unbelievable.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokesAt. Like us on Facebook.com/ Packard Pokesat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokesat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokesat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokesat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass!
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. You can find it on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. And a new episode dropped today, this morning, after I had to touch the page because it wasn't loading again. I don't know what's up with fucking goddamn some bitch and piece of shit WordPress is.
Did the page give you permission to touch it?
I think so.
It was implicit.
It's implicit,
part,
obviously, because you have to load the page. So.
Paul Marshall, careful what you be touching.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what I call it. I just like you touching the page. You're like you're loading the page. You're just going to the website. So,
you guide me.
Yes,
you guide me.
Once I was able to load the page a few times, I was like, oh yeah, I can send it out now. It's like, well, okay, you should have done that when you were programmed to.
You should have put a ring on it, man.
Oh, is that what it's gonna have to take? I have to marry my website now. Jesus Christ. That's just wrong.
Later on Packard and Five Pokesat channels.
Did the page enjoy it? Hey, you know it. Anyway. Connie and I are having a lot of fun with the Bible. I mean, as much as it's humanly possible. I mean, the fact is that we're reading this thing and there's so much crap in it. And we are trying to make it as entertaining as possible because this shit is boring as fuck.
You know, I am used to crap. I had 8 kids, but I'm done changing diapers. Mm. It's lost its appeal.
Yeah, but this is a diaper that just will not go away. This is the that refuses to be changed. So
change, they fear change. I think.
Yeah. The Bible certainly does.
Yeah.
But anyway, just check it out. And the latest one, like I said, dropped this morning. It's on all those fine locations. And please, please, please leave a 5-star rating and write a review if you are downloading it from iTunes, because that pushes up in the rankings. And so people can find us and enjoy the show just as much as you are currently, if you are. If you don't like the show, well, then... You
constructive
don't.
Constructive criticism is appreciated because
yes.
It's really hard to steer your ship if you don't have a rudder, and
yeah.
So
or a guide. So
that's kind of what a rudder and a sail and a
yeah.
sail.
Well, I meant guide is like a map, you know.
Oh, okay. That too.
Yeah.
For everything I long to do, no matter when or where or
Connie, take it away.
Thank you. The Satanic Temple is responding to claims that it has no right to after-school clubs.
Mm-hmm.
The big news this week is that there's a launch of the Satanic Temple's after-school program, After School Satan Clubs, ASSC.
Essie!
S-C. Yeah, yes. Hopefully that acronym will be lost on the smaller children, but the club envisioned an alternative to the evangelical good news clubs. After School Satan emphasizes science, rationalism, and non-superstitious worldview in its curriculum. As an alternative to the good news clubs, After School Satan is meant to ensure that the separation of church and state is upheld. According to the Satanic Temple's website for ASSC, the Satanic Temple does not advocate for religion in schools. However, once religion invades schools, as the good news clubs have, the mm-hmm. Satanic Temple will fight to ensure the plurality and true religious liberty as respected.
Right. I did want to mention here, that they were claiming that the Satanic Temple's club is going to be very disruptive. Which,
yes.
Now, here's the kicker on that. The legal precedent that prohibits the substantial and material disruption of education institution was regarding the pro-life Day of the Fetus disaster, which is something
yes.
that they did, was organized by the Christian fundamentalists. It ended up with burning of plastic babies with their heads torn off and was found to be highly and predictably disruptive.
Don't you have to wonder how traumatized? What was this? Was this in front of little kids?
I would imagine so, because it was at the public school.
It's like, let's have a bonfire. Okay, kids, now get at your marshmallows.
Get
let's
out the marshmallows. The babies are burning.
On the burning plastic babies.
You know,
their heads torn off.
Yeah,
this is like the
crap that the pro-lifers do. They pull out pictures of like, well, this is the body of a fetus. Doesn't that look appetizing? I was like, thanks. I don't have to eat now for the rest of the day.
Since the late 70s.
Yeah.
That's been pamphlet canon.
Yeah.
It's to show babies in buckets and crap like that. And it's just so ugly.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt Staver of Liberty Council, his response to this, you know, the Satanic Temple was just full of just shit.
Yeah.
It was full of uninformed responses. And it was obvious that he hadn't even read what the curriculum was.
Right.
That the Satanic Temple had.
Yeah. He didn't even bother reading it. I just want to point out a couple of things here.
Mm-hmm.
The real Paul Marshall, thank you for your comment. He said, burning plastic is a bad idea all by itself. Absolutely. When I was younger, I melted a few things. I was like, whoa, that shit's nasty as fuck. That's some nasty shit to have your aroma going in your ear or your nose, your ears. What am I been smoking? See, you can see what the plastic's been doing to me now. No, and
you breathe through your ears.
I've been told I breathe through my ears. I'm just saying. TMI. Anyway.
Yep. You know, I love Satanic Temple because they're the world's most perfect trolls. I mean, they amuse me every time. And mm-hmm. I've actually been talking about the Satanic Temple with my son and his girlfriend and my eldest granddaughter when this story came out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, Satanic Temple, because
yeah.
you're just awesome.
Yeah, they're very good trolls. In a very positive way.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll? Da, da, da,
da, da, da. And tonight we have our true or troll, and Connie is going to see if she can troll me. Due to the time constraints, we have cut the list down from 12 to 5, so let's see how well I can do. All right, troll me if you can.
I'm hoping. Okay, Donald Trump pushes nostalgia for George W. Bush to an all-time high. True or troll?
I would say that's a true.
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry, that was a troll. That is News Stump.
Oh, News Stump.
All right. But, yeah, I can see how you'd mistake that.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn you, Trump! Damn you, Drumpf!
Damn you to heck!
Damn you to heck!
Amazon delivers drones to auto-detect when you're not at home.
Actually, I think I saw this. Is that a true?
No.
Oh, I thought another troll. I was thinking that like they're trying to make a delivery. You know, it's like no one's home. It's like because well,
it was on News Stump, and yeah, that was a troll.
Ah, okay. All right. That's two. Oh, wait, hang on. I got two wrong. All right.
Okay. Conspiracy theorists celebrate 47th annual anniversary of fake moon landing.
Okay, that's a true.
No, that's
another
a troll.
Another Jesus Christ! I'm batting zero tonight. Oh,
News Stump again. Study: some sharks alive today were born before George Washington.
Okay, now that's a troll.
No, that's true.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Really?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Greenland sharks. They're. There's some that are like 200 plus years
old.
Wow,
I did not know sharks lived that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, one more.
All right, I got to get one.
Mike Pence, allowing rape victims to have abortions will lead women to try to get raped.
No one is that stupid. Okay, I'm going to call troll on this one.
Yes, you're correct. That's a troll.
Oh. I get, that's 20%. I made that's 20%. I hope everybody did better at home than I did tonight. Jesus Christ. Holy shit, monkeys. Connie's good at finding the trolls, and she trolled me real good tonight.
Well, you know
Dawkins
what?
Said he did three out of five. Yeah. That's 40%.
One out of five.
Yeah.
Correct. You got
No, that's 60%. That's 60%. Sorry, that's 60%. That's 60%. He did 60. He did 60%. Yeah, 60%.
Oh my goodness! All right.
Anyway, all right. We got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming. Thanks everybody that came to the chat room tonight. We'll be back next week with our regular longer show, and we have a guest on next week. It's Dark Ram 6. He'll be on with us next week, and we are. We are being joined for a regular co-host who's joining the panel from here on out for a while. I have no idea until when, but the only person that's ever stayed is me. But Tom Leeds, the friendly neighborhood atheist, he's going to be our permanent co-host here on the show. So welcome him aboard. Send him a message. Say, hey, Tom, glad to see you're going to be on the shows. So send him a message. Let him know that you're wishing him well because he's going through some shit right now and he needs all the well wishes he can get. So anyway, we'll be back next week. Till then, this has been Packer Pokes That We Just Poked At Your News.
And that's a wrap.